I'd like us to continue tonight in that little booklet I gave you. Again, I have a few more here if you don't have one yet. And we'll just take a look tonight at the passage in 2 Timothy chapter 1. A godly legacy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Maybe we should just stop there a second. Was Paul Timothy's father? I don't believe he was his natural father. I know he was not his natural father. And yet he calls him my dearly beloved son. And I had to think how the Church of Jesus Christ needs men who can be fathers to the young men, fathers to the boys that are growing up, fathers to those who are looking, who maybe do not have a father, who maybe do not have a godly father, who have no idea what it means to be a man of God. How the Church of Jesus Christ needs godly men who are willing to be fathers. And that's more than telling them what to do. It's putting our arms around them and telling them that we love them and we show them the way. We show them the way by example. I'm going to come to that a little bit later. So here, to Timothy, and it wasn't just my son. It wasn't even just my dear son. It was my dearly beloved son. And so it wasn't a passing interest that he had in this young man. Now, it's debated whether Timothy's father was a believer or not. And it doesn't necessarily matter. But Paul's eyes, this was my son in the faith, and I love him, and I want him to know that. And not only that, but he wrote these letters to encourage Timothy, to instruct him, to help him. I think in some ways letter writing has become a lost art. We are in a texting. It was so funny the other night. It was funny to me. Because I usually write complete sentences with periods at the end. That's my text. And I try anyway. And then people will give me, they send me back one letter. It says K. And I say, now what do I do with that? K. K. And then I got an email from Brother Paul the other day, and it said BTW. Now, what am I saying? I forgot now. Letter writing, to express ourselves, to put down how we feel, you know, and to write it down on paper. That's difficult for a man, I think. I don't know. A diary? I don't know. But no, I'm encouraging us to write, you know, to express ourselves. And here, Paul put it down on paper for us and for Timothy, but it was for us. And the Holy Spirit saw that you and I could benefit from this, and that for generations, the Church of Jesus Christ would benefit from these words that Timothy received from his father in the faith. See, Paul had something to pass along. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience. Not without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. Again, what does it mean to be a father in the faith? What does it mean? Again, not just telling Timothy what to do, but praying for Timothy night and day, remembering him before the throne of grace. Now, I just want every one of us to think, are there people, young men, young women, boys and girls in our lives that we ought to be praying for? You know, I think sometimes in church, some of the kids that come in, I say to myself, if I don't pray, if we're not praying for them, no one is praying for them. If we're not loving them, maybe no one is really loving them. If we're not believing for them and believing that they can make it, then maybe no one is. To pray for them, night and day. God help us. I speak to myself. I am not in any way saying I have arrived at that. Chris's mom often tells me, thank you so much for what you do for my boys. Sometimes I have to feel a little bit ashamed about that. How much more could I do for her boys? Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Now, I don't know if there was a time when they had to part, you know. Paul had been passing through Timothy's town and spoke to him, and they became believers, his family. And then maybe Paul had to move on, and so what's his remembrance of Timothy crying as he's leaving? You like goodbyes? Oftentimes they're emotional. And it seems that for Timothy, there was also this love for Paul, and he had sensed that Paul loved him and was interested in him and had been kind to him. And so he had been filled with emotion when Paul left. And he says, I long then to see you that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or about me, his prisoner, and so on. But here I just want us to consider Grandma Lois, I have an Aunt Lois, and thy mother Eunice. And what was it that he wanted Timothy to remember? Or what did Timothy, or what did Paul remember about Lois and Eunice? What does it say? What's the key? What's the significant thing? What is it? Their faith. It was a living faith. He says, I see that there's a living, genuine faith in you, but I also know that it dwelt first in your grandmother and in your mother. They had a living faith, a sincere, genuine, pure, unfeigned faith. Nothing put on. It wasn't religion that they had. It wasn't a set of rules that they were trying to follow. It wasn't that they went to the church whenever the church was open, although that may be good. But there was a genuine faith that they lived 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, when we talk about legacy, I'm going to ask you, what is it that you are passing on, for those of you who are parents or grandparents, or aunts or uncles, or Sunday school teachers, or members of a church, a congregation where there are younger people? What are you passing on to them? Should I say that again? Well, you want to write it down? I'll say it slow.
What are we passing on to our young people, to our children? Now, I know in a sense that we cannot pass it on, that each one has to have their own experience with God. I can't give my David an experience with God. I can't give him my experience with God. He has to have his own experience with God. Each one of our children have to have their own experience with God. But I can pass on to David and to Caitlin and to Audrey a godly example. I can pass on an example of what it means to have a genuine, unfeigned faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I can pass on to them a love for the Word of God. I can pass on to them, as Brother Donald said, that when we sit down and when we rise up and when we go here and we go there, we talk about God, and God is involved in everything that we do, in every part of our day. It's not something that we do once a week on Sunday morning. God is with us in our home. He walks with us. He talks with us. He is present. I can pass on to them that example of what it means to be a man of God, to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think sometimes our tendency is to want to give our children more than we had, right? We want to give them more than we had. We want them to be better than we were. But unless we pass on something that has eternal value, I think we failed our children. A godly legacy, an unfeigned, a sincere faith, a daily walk with Jesus. I heard someone, or it's been mentioned, that sometimes we're not perfect at these things. So what do we do when we make mistakes? Well, we go to our children and we say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And then we take grace from God to be that example that we ought to be. An example of humility, of lowliness. You know, our children are going to remember a lot more of the things we did and the way we lived than the things we said. There's just a number of verses, other verses in the Bible that, in the New Testament, that I just wanted to reference tonight as well. I mean, did you get the point, though? Can I move on a little bit? We got the point, right? Hebrews chapter 13. We had taken this verse. It's the 7th and 8th verse for our camp verse, I think, 2 years ago. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you.
consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate or follow their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We have had godly examples to follow, but I've mentioned this before, that's why I hesitate, but probably no one will remember. When my father died, someone gave me a book. What do you do when your father dies? And I shared that with Janet, and she said, you just go on. Well, someone took the time to write a book for me, all right? Yeah, when you think about it, though, that's a universal thing, isn't it? I mean, it's, why aren't there more books like that? Why do the women get all the books? And so, the point is this, one of the things I'd like to just mention from the book was this, and it's kind of, you're going to laugh, maybe you won't. I found that during last week I would say something I thought was going to be funny and nobody would laugh. And then I would say, oh, that was a joke, and then they would laugh. Just like that. You see, you're all laughing, see? But there's a chapter in the book that says, now you are the tallest tree in the forest. Okay, I've never been the tallest of anything, all right? I was always first online. So now I'm the tallest tree in the forest. But the thought is this. Yes, we have had godly examples. We have leaders whose faith we can safely follow. But now we are called to be those leaders. We're the tallest trees in the forest now. We're the ones that people ought to be able to look up to and say, I want to follow them because they follow Jesus Christ. They have something that's real. At Dad's funeral, I believe it was Brother Kenny Friedman who said something like this, that now there's a spot, there's a place missing. Someone has been promoted to glory, Brother Gordon. Who is going to step up and fill that spot? Thank God for the godly examples that we've had, but now we need to be the godly examples that others can safely follow. Lord, in this generation, show us Thy glory. In this generation, Lord, show us Thy power. Isn't that what David said? I don't want to leave, Lord. Don't take me home until I've shown to this generation Thy power. We need to be the examples that others can safely follow. Remember your leaders. What does it say? What did they do? They spoke the word of God to you. Are you one who speaks the word of God? Is it easy for you and for me to have a conversation with our children about the word of God? It shouldn't be difficult. Thank God that there are those who are willing to sit down with Chris and open the Bible with him and have a conversation about the things of God. Thank God for those who speak the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life if our young people look at our lives and they don't see anything that they want, anything that's attractive, anything that's real. Can we blame them? I'm sorry, I'm not, this isn't a negative message, I hope.
But let's be honest. Do our children, do you want your children to be like you?
Do we want the next generation to be like us? I trust that we are like Christ so that they see something real in our lives that they want. I mean, I've seen the other side. I have. I've seen children who are brought up in Christian homes who tell me, or would tell me, I don't want to be in church because my parents don't live what they say they believe. And so we need to search our hearts before God and say, God, I don't want to stumble my children. I want to be real. I want to know you. I want to love you. I want to serve you with all my heart so that they will have a safe, godly example to follow, that I will leave them a godly legacy. They don't need your money. They don't need your house. They don't need your car. They don't need whatever else you've prepared for them in the natural. They really don't need that. But they need you to pass on to them an example of sincere faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just one more verse. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians 11. And it'll be our memory verse for tonight. All right, Brother Donald? It's very simple. Paul could say this. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Together. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Okay, on this side. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. This side. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Now in front here. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. 1 Corinthians, yes. The address is so important. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. All together. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. And 11:1. Okay, so all of us, young or old. Now, I know I've been speaking maybe to the parents and the older ones here. But you too are an example. And I could take you there in Timothy where Paul says to Timothy, you need to be an example of the believers. You need to be an example. You can be. No matter how young we are, we can be an example to our friends. In school, people can know that we're different. There's something different about your children. Oh, I love that one. Well, they never said that about mine. No, they do. They tell me. Your kids are so great. They're so good. What an opportunity to say yes. Jesus is in their heart. Now I need courage to tell the teacher that, right? As a parent. But why not? Why not? Why not? It's not about me. It's not about Denise so much. Maybe it is. That's the whole point tonight, right? But really, it's about Christ, right? It's not that we fed them the right things or we said, no, but we've endeavored by God's grace to bring our children up in the fear of God. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. We ought to be able to say that to the next generation. We are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to not only say it, we're going to live it. We're going to model it for you. This is what it looks like to be a Christian. This is what a Christian home looks like. It's not what we see on TV. It's not what we see wherever we're looking in this world. It's here. It's in this book. It's in this book that God has given. Let's model for our children the Christian life. Follow my example as I follow the example of Jesus Christ. And then we need grace, don't we? Can we say that? I mean, I think we could honestly say that. Lord, we need grace. We need your Holy Spirit. We want to be filled with your Spirit. We want to be like Christ. We want to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to walk in the Spirit. We want to bear the fruits of the Spirit. So let's just all bow our hearts and before God. What are you leaving? What legacy are you leaving for your children? What legacy are we leaving for this next generation? Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Faithful to God, faithful to His Word, faithful to His people, faithful to His house. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Maybe we need to begin by just confessing to the Lord that we need His help. Lord, we're not able. But Lord, you have provided all that we need for life and for godliness. We can live a godly life. We can be like Christ. You have made provision for us in this salvation that you have purchased for us. You are all that we need. And so, Lord, again, I pray for young and old tonight. That you would stir our hearts. And, Lord, if there is conviction needed, then I pray that we would be open to hear your voice, to show us the things that need to change. Make us willing to make the changes that are needed. Lord Jesus, help us to make you the center of our homes. That you would be a priority in our lives, that our children would see that. That you are first. May it be evident in the choices we make, the places we go, the things we say, and the things we do in our daily lives. Take our hearts, Lord. You reign. You be king. Now, maybe it would be good if a number of you would just lead out in prayer. And as you pray, we'll all pray together. But come now, a number of you pray out.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to walk in your ways.
We thank thee, Lord, that you are our enablement. We pray that you help us to see our need, to yield our lives, and focus our desires upon being what you would have us to be, and receive from you your abundance of grace. To enable us to serve you, to live for you in a way that you are pleased.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In a way that you can reach and make us an example, oh God, that you would be pleased with. Help us, Lord. We confess our need, our lack, oh God, our inability. But we also want to thank you that this is why you died for us.
Yes, Lord.
That you
yes,
might
Lord.
Make us
yes, Lord.
To be what we ought to be, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come into our
Hallelujah.
Lives in such a way and enable us to glorify you by letting you show forth your example through us.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us tonight. Thank you for these wonderful words. Lord, we know that you want to raise up men and women right here in this place.
Yes, Lord.
To be godly men, godly
yes,
fathers
Lord.
To others, godly mothers to the younger. Lord, we need to take our place. We
yes,
know that
Lord.
Some
yes,
are getting Lord. Older and some are at that age, Lord, where we have children and grandchildren. And
Lord.
We just need to do a better job. And Lord, we pray that you would set your spirit into us in
yes,
a new
Lord.
Way,
yes,
in a rich
Lord.
Way, that we take this seriously we've heard tonight. Sometimes we hear your word and we say it's great, but we don't really pray it through, and it doesn't become part of our lives. Father, we pray that you will do it tonight, that you will make real changes in everyone here when you've spoken to by your precious word. Lord, make us to be strong in the Lord and the power of your might.
Hallelujah.
To be that light, to be that salt of the earth.
Hallelujah.
For our families, Lord,
Hallelujah.
For our loved ones, and for our neighbors in the Sunday school classes, wherever we are,
Lord,
we're a city that's set on a hill.
Hallelujah.
Lord, don't let us hide these things in a bushel. Don't let us just put it aside and think that someone else is going to do it. We need to do it. Lord, help us to step up and to be all that you want us to be. And Lord, we can't do it without you. And so we pray, Lord, fill us with faith. Fill us with your light.
Lord.
And speak to us.
Lord,
we give ourselves to thee afresh. And we ask you, Lord, to quicken the things in our lives that are kind of just hanging on. Lord, we pray, quicken us by the Holy Ghost. We pray in Jesus' precious and holy name.
Lord, we thank you for your call of mercy to us. And I just pray that when we feel that we can't measure up to that call, that you would show us your grace.
Yes.
And that you would remind us of what you've done for us. And when we feel lazy or just unable to follow you, I just pray that your love will constrain us.
Yes, Lord.
And that you give all for us.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Yes. We thank you that you're a great example for us and that you provide your spirit to make us something that we're not. Just pray that you would fill us
with. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit.
Make us what you want us to be.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's take our white books and we're going. Sing 100. Let's stand as we sing. I have one deep supreme desire that I may be like Jesus. To this I fervently aspire that I may be like Jesus. I want my heart is strong to be so that a watching world may see his likeness shining forth in me. I want to be like Jesus. He spent his life in doing good. I want to be like Jesus in lowly paths of service trod. I want to be like Jesus. He sympathized. verse. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Verse 4. Oh, perfect life of Christ, my Lord. I want to be like Jesus. My recompense and my reward, that I may be like Jesus. Spirit, fill my hungry soul. His word, all my life control. My deepest prayer, my highest goal, that I may be like Jesus. His Spirit fill my hungry soul, His power all my life control, my deepest prayer, my highest goal, that I may Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Paul, pray with us, please. Closing.
Lord, we see how much we need your Holy Spirit. And again tonight, we're reminded of that. So we pray, Lord, that you would fill us more with your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, you have
fresh and filling to the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
fresh.
We thank you for that. And we take it from you
this
night.
God.
In Jesus' name I ask that. Amen.
Now I know maybe some of you would like to go back to your rooms, and that's fine. But if there are those who would like to just stay and wait upon God, let's do that as well. Lord Jesus, bless each one this night. Amen.